Back here in the WAER studios, Mark Weber and Zach Mall taking you all the way to 11:30 tonight. We are joined in studio by reporter Paul Mancano, who is at the Jim Bam press conference as well as the Syracuse locker room after the game. And Paul, a scare against St. Francis Brooklyn to Syracuse, the number 9 team in the nation, St. Francis Brooklyn, who has yet to beat in their entire program history an AP top 10 team. What was Coach Bam and the rest of the players' initial thoughts about this game?
Well, Boeheim was kind of upset a little bit. He wasn't too upset overall. Someone asked him, and they said, you know, you've been quoted saying earlier in the year, you don't think that this is that good of a team. He said, I don't think they're that bad. He just said, I don't think we are where we should be at this point. He said he was kind of disappointed in C.J. Fair's play, obviously. And he said Coleman, definitely, though he had a great offensive game, it definitely had to step up his D.
Was that the reason he gave for taking Coleman out in the second half?
Yeah, he actually said for every 4 points Coleman would score, they would come down the other end and score another four. He said the defense was just not that good. He said sometimes it's harder to face guys who are actually smaller than him, smaller than Coleman on defense. But he said, you know, you can't be giving up this amount of points to a team like this, even if you're doing it on the offensive side of the ball.
Joined in studio by reporter Paul Mancano talking after this Syracuse squeaker over St. Francis, and mentioned Daewon Coleman struggled on defense, but Zach and I thought he was very impressive on the offensive end in the first half of this game and really should have got some minutes because of that in the second half. Did Coach Bam have anything to praise about the way Coleman looked in the first half, considering he was perfect from the line and from field goal range?
He actually wasn't that appraisal of Coleman, even though Coleman was 5 for 5, was 4 for 4 from the free throw line, and just all he would talk about was the defense. He was a little impressed. He mentioned that the offense was good, but the defense is what's important, and when you have guys that are that big, you can't be giving up points to a team that's not especially known for its defense, or known for its offense, rather, like St. Francis.
What was Boeheim saying about Tyler Ennis? Because he was 1 of 8 tonight, struggled offensively, didn't look great running the offense.
He was actually a little more okay on Ennis. He gave him a break because Ennis is a freshman, and he said guys are going to be making mistakes like that. He compared him to Cooney, who he said had a really poor game on offense tonight. And he said Ennis, he's going to give him some break. He's going to give him a little bit of time to develop. He said Michael Carter-Williams had a couple games last year where he would go 3 for 17. He said it's not uncommon for these young guys to struggle. He was really not that surprised, but he wasn't getting too down on his point guard.
St. Francis is a team that turns the ball over a lot, especially going to this season over double digits, well over double digits, usually 18 turnovers per game. Only 11 tonight. Was Coach Bam a little frustrated by his defense, despite keeping St. Francis to a low score of only 50 points? Was he frustrated the fact that they weren't able to play its best against St. Francis?
He was actually okay on the defense. He said we scored some defensive points, and that was where we got the bulk of our points. He said we made stops when we had to. We came down the floor when we had to and had some key blocks. He said really the offense was the problem today. He said the offense was non-existent, frankly. He said our offense was not getting shots. They were taking bad shots from weird places on the floor, and that the defense was actually the one that was generating more points.
What did he say about the free throws? 18 of 27 today, but nailed them down the stretch, so you hit them when they count, but you didn't hit them, and St. Francis was in it for the whole game.
He was actually okay about the free throws. He did mention that Grant actually made the free throws when it mattered. Grant is a historically bad free throw shooter, and he had another struggling performance from the line tonight, but he hit the shots when it mattered, and that was what Boeheim said was when it counted, he made them. And that was what was important. He was a little more excited that Grant was making a few more free throws.
Any frustrations with C.J. Fair in this game, despite the fact that everyone could have a bad game whenever, but a bad night for C.J. Fair to have a bad game, especially when St. Francis and no one else is stepping up?
Coach Boeheim kind of passed this one off as C.J. had a bad game, but he said that the rest of the team, when C.J. has that bad game, and when your leader, clear leader of that team, and top point scorer does have a terrible game like he did today, then you have to rely on these other guys to really step up on offense. And they didn't quite do that enough. They did it barely enough to get the win. and that was important. But he said when CJ's not playing well, these other guys have to step up, not vocally, but step up by making plays on the court.
We only saw 8 players play tonight, close game. Was there any detail given as to if that's going to be the rotation or is it just kind of a circumstantial thing?
I think it was more of a circumstantial thing. I don't think that he was he wasn't clearly that impressed with anybody on the floor, and he kind of hinted at the fact that, you know, this may not be where the team is at because he's not that satisfied with what they're doing offensively, what they're doing defensively even. He's got probably a scheme in place where he's going to start switching some of these guys out, giving these other guys more playing time based on how they do on the court.
Bai Musaketa has been the key momentum guy for this Syracuse team. Unfortunately, he fouled out in this game with only 2 points, but you saw some of the game changed around, and Zach and I talked about the presence that Keita has on the floor for the Syracuse team. What did Bam have to say about the senior Keita's performance, a guy who Bam always seems to pat on the back and really enjoy for the past year?
Bam's pretty impressed with Keita. Keita's a guy that, you know, has tremendous playmaking ability, and Boeheim definitely recognizes that. I think he was a little upset by the fouling out that early. It's why he didn't get that many minutes. But he tended to favor, as we saw, Keita over Coleman, even though Coleman was putting up a fair amount of points and was doing it on the offensive side, because Keita has a great ability to make plays, and Boeheim was very impressed with him.
Finally, Paul, before we let you go, and this is Paul Mancano, reporter, in studio after a Syracuse 56-50 win over St. Francis. Any news, notes, nuggets from this game? Anything interesting? Any interesting facts you saw in a close game against St. Francis of Brooklyn?
Not in particular. There was a funny moment, actually, in the press conference afterwards when Jim Boeheim was asked about what he feels about the construction on the interstate. And you guys actually mentioned earlier that he's not going to come to you guys to ask who's going to play. And he said, asking me about the interstate is like me asking any of the reporters here, hey, who should I play in the next game?
See?
And Boeheim is a guy who has gotten a couple of votes for mayor of Syracuse, something that Zach or I will probably never be able to say, getting mayor votes from a city. Boeheim always gets a bunch of write-in votes due to the immense effect that he's had on the city of Syracuse. And when people can't think of someone to vote, they usually go to Jim Boeheim. So I guess someone had Jim Boeheim on their ballot for their mayoral candidation, which was this past year on the election day. Stephanie Miner won mayor once again, and Jim Boeheim, apparently someone had Jim Boeheim phone except for Mayor Stephanie Miner.
Yeah, pulling a big poppy.